That's the Lord.
Well, the Bible said, casting all your cares upon Him.
Yes.
For He cares for you.
Yes.
If it matters to you, it does matter to Him.
Yes, sir.
Take the Bible this morning, turn with me to John chapter number 3. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then John. The fourth of the four Gospels. John chapter number 3. And this morning, I'm going to preach you a message. And it's early. I'm usually not in the pulpit by this time. I usually don't get to start preaching until about 12. And so we'll get out in good order today. But I want you to listen carefully as I preach this thought or this title. Is it religion or is it redemption? Is it religion or is it redemption? There is a difference, and I'll explain. Several weeks ago, a man started visiting our church. Precious man, he's here this morning. I love him with all my heart. Wouldn't embarrass him. I'm not going to call his name. But he come in at just the right time. When our kids are on fire. And they're shouting and running laps around the building. And he said to me this statement, and it just will not leave my mind. He said, I've always heard that Happy Valley was just a religious church.
Yeah.
And I even asked somebody, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean for just a religious church? Brother Charles, I've got to look at that and studying that thing out. Here's what religion is. Religion is a lot of rules.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it again. Religion is a lot of rules with the absence of a ruler.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that one more time. Religion is a lot of rules without a ruler. We're not about rules. Happy Valley Baptist Church is not about, I'm going to say it again, it's not about rules. It's about a ruler. If you get the ruler, which is Christ Jesus, in your heart, you ain't got to worry about following a bunch of rules. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. Is that right? Amen. Are y'all all right? So many think that they are holy or just or on their way to heaven because of the rules that they keep.
Amen.
Would you agree with that?
Amen.
Some think if they ride a bicycle for 2 or 3 years out of their lifetime, I'm talking about the Mormons, they really believe that that's going to earn them a spot.
Yes, sir.
The Jehovah's Witness, very similar. If they'll keep the rules and do the work, they might get in.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm not serving a list of rules.
Right.
I'm serving a ruler.
Yeah.
There's something bigger on the inside of me than a Baptist church covenant. How many of you can lift your hands and say honestly that I have a hard time living up what the church expects of me?
Yes, sir.
It's hard to live up to people's expectations, especially when you're trying to do it in your flesh.
Yes, sir.
I grew up in one of the greatest churches in this area. I'm not bashing my church. I love my home church. Thank God for the people God placed in my life. But back in the day, Brother Jack, they tend to put a little more emphasis on the rules than they did the rule.
Amen.
You could not be truly saved if you went to a movie. I grew up in a day when they took sledgehammers and beat up TVs on the platform. One-eyed monster, they called it. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Well, the kids are looking at me like I'm crazy. I grew up in that area. Talk to me, Miss Fincher. You remember that? I grew up in a day where if a man stepped in the pulpit with anything other than a white shirt, he was a liberal.
Say it again.
He was a liberal. Some preached that you were a liberal if you wore wingtip shoes. The other crowd preached you were a liberal if you wore cowboy boots. Are y'all good? I actually heard them preach against wire rim glasses. But friend, you're going to hell. I'm sorry. Divorced people. We're absolutely unusable by God. I'm going somewhere this morning if you'll stay with me. And I'm not going to preach mean, but I'm going to preach straight to you this morning. I'm asking you, do you have religion or have you received redemption? Do you have rules or do you have a ruler? Let me just clear this up. God is against divorce. But he is for divorcees. Is that okay to put it that way? Religion or redemption? Are you a church member or are you saved? Have you been in a baptismal pool or are you on your way to heaven when you die? You are not a Christian because you keep a set of rules. You're not going to heaven when you die because you cut your hair right. Because you carry the right Bible. Because you wear a dress down to your ankles. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not preaching against standards. I believe in them. I think a man will look like a man. I think you got one of them man buns on top of your... Ain't no such thing as a man bun. Man bun don't go together. A bun goes on a woman's head. Are we all right this morning? Be a man. Now, try to be a feminine. Be a man. Ladies, be a lady. Are we okay? So I said, bless God, I ain't going to church where they got dress codes. We'll stay out of the golf course. I got kicked out. Brother Fred, remember? I got kicked out of Creekside. I'm talking about Paulding County, Dallas, Georgia, Redneck, USA. I got kicked out of the golf course because I had a pair of, I'm talking about brand spanking $15 pair of bushing. But then if I ask the ladies to wear a dress in the choir, oh, I'm just asking too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we come to church, it don't be a big deal. Oh, I just stepped on something, didn't I? Are y'all okay? I'm just saying, if we're truly saved, we ought to want it. It'd be a cold day in the Booker Man's house. You see me sit up here on the bar stool with pair of shorts and flip flops. I think more of this office. It's an honor to stand here. I'm going to put forth my best. I was late this morning because I got in my truck and kicked my shoe on the bottom of my. I'm what do you call that? AD? I got it. I'm ODing on it. I kicked my shoe on the bottom of my brake pedal and it made a mark on my shoe. I went back in the house and shined my shoes before I come to church. Shake your head. I don't care. It's important to me.
Amen.
I said that in the office this morning. Brother Stacy, you're right. I can still see it, but it's almost gone. I sat down in the office this morning, had my leg crossed, and I set my coffee cup on my knee, and it made a big old circle. sir. You sit down there. Don't move. That bothered me the whole time I'm up here. I almost left here and went home. Stacy kept saying, it'll disappear, it'll disappear. It matters to me.
Amen.
How I represent God. My Savior. The one who lives on the inside of me. My job this morning is to make him look good. Not because the Baptist said I got to do this. Not because of a set of rules that I've got to do this. But just because I love him.
Amen.
Oh, I'm just on a rant this morning for you. But I want to ask you, have you got religion? Have you got a set of rules? Or have you got redemption?
Amen.
Right after I got saved, Brother Stacy, I was ducked on with some of our childhood friends. It was me and Timmy Malden, David Cole, and Keith Ferguson. We were right down here in Sweetwater Creek. I stepped off in the creek and my waders had a hole in them and they filled up with ice water. So I'm miserable. And then a flock of ducks come over and my gun jammed. I did not say praise the Lord. I've just been saved a few months. I've been inviting these guys to church and I let out a string of words. That long. And while I'm throwing a cussing fit, they're all rolling on the ground, laughing. They said, he's lost his religion. But I got something you can't lose.
Yeah.
Religion can't be lost when you're gun jammed.
Amen.
Religion can be lost when temptation overtakes you. But salvation is forgiven. Religion or redemption? I ain't read the Bible, have you? John chapter number 3. We're going to read about a man right quick. Who I don't think anybody in this building could live up to the expectation that he lives up to every day of his life. The Bible said there was a man, John chapter 3, verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Now let me just stop right there. Do you know that there was over 100 laws that this man had to live by every single day to be a religious leader and a ruler of the Jews? Let me just tell you something. He was living a religion he could not live up to. I had a holiness friend, pastored a holiness church. I would not say his name, I would not dishonor him, I loved him. But he had a TV in his bedroom closet. And he and his wife would go in the closet and shut the door and watch Andy Griffith. Religious. I'm glad I'm not going to heaven because I don't watch TV. He had to live up to 100, over 100, I believe it's 101. If I remember right, laws and rules and regulations, this man had to live up to every single day. And in verse number 2, he comes to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answers and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Here's a man who was more religious than probably every one of us put together. Would you agree? Probably more religious than all of us could ever even aspire to be. And Jesus said, in essence, what you got going ain't good enough.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven when you die, you're going to have to be born again.
Amen.
Somebody said, explain that. Well, I was born in 1964, November the 13th. 1964 on a Friday morning, was it, Mama? Friday afternoon. Backwards. Hind end first. About killed my mama. On my birth certificate, it says, November 13, 1964, born to Eddie Woodrow White and Sandra White is Edward Ray White. I got a birth certificate. So 35 years ago, on New Year's Eve, I got another birth certificate. And that birth certificate was like an adoption paper. Where I was adopted from the White family into God's family. And I became a child of God. And even after I became a child of God, that's when it first dawned on me, Brother Jack, that I could not live up to everybody's role.
Amen.
I remember when I got saved, I said, Brother Fred, I'm saved, I'm going to church, but I ain't putting no towel.
Yeah.
I ain't good. I wore overalls to church. I'm talking about Liberty overall. Wolverine boots. Can't accommodate me right there. In the bib of my overall. That's who I was. I thought.
Yeah. Come on.
I ain't wearing a tie. It's 65. Y'all okay? I went to church. And then I heard, well, if you're really saved, you can't do this, can't do that, you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't go here, you can't go there. It was a bunch of dump, 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 dump. And man, they were stomping on everything. I had nothing else to do. They were nothing to do. Well, Charles, I can't move. I can't even live. I can't have a life.
Yeah.
I felt guilty about kissing my wife. I mean, I'm telling you. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
And then one day I was reading my Bible all by myself.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
I was reading my Bible all by myself.
Yeah.
And I run across that verse where it said, ye shall know the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
And I got to pondering on that thing, and I thought, I ain't free.
Yeah.
I'm in Baptist jail.
Yeah. That's right, preacher. Well, hey, yeah.
I can't even blow my nose.
Yeah.
Are y'all all right?
Yeah.
But I realized, even though I was truly saved, I was on my way to heaven, but I had stepped out of one area of bondage,
yes,
into another.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But God began to work.
Yeah.
Let me say that again.
Yeah.
But God began to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I thought was rules started becoming a desire.
Yeah.
I wanted to do right.
Sure, amen.
I didn't want to watch a bunch of film.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I didn't want to hear a bunch of film.
Yeah.
I didn't want my eyes looking at a bunch of film.
Yeah.
Wasn't because I was trying to live up to a set of rules, but there was a rumor that moved in inside my heart.
Yes,
I hope I'm helping somebody this morning.
Yeah.
religion has a certain effect on man. And I'm just going to read you some quotes this morning. Here's what the Bible does. The Bible puts the fear of God in man. If you read the Bible, you will get the fear of God. Do you understand that? Here's what religion does. Religion puts the fear of man in man. When I got saved, Brother Fred, I wanted to do my best to live up to the preacher's expectation. When I got a hold of this book, I no longer cared what the preacher thought. I no longer cared what the brethren thought. All that bothered me was what he thought. God, if I can live right in your sight, that's all that matters. Because I'm never going to please every man. Did you, y'all won't believe this? Y'all know this is going to blow your mind. You're going to think I'm making this up. But they, some preachers don't like me. They don't invite me to their stuff. And I don't invite them to my stuff.
Come on,
we all right? I don't fit their little. But you know who's pretty faithful to show up every time I preach? You know who's pretty faithful to listen every time I pray? Woo! I'm talking about the King of Kings. Religion put the fear of man in your heart. The Bible will put the fear of God in your heart. Religion hungers for the approval of man. Redemption hungers for the approval of God.
Amen.
Ladies, when you dress yourself, you look in the mirror and say, would the preacher be pleased? It's none of my business. Lord, look at ourselves and say, would God be pleased?
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Well, same. Are y'all okay?
Yes.
The same goes for men. Yes. They always preach about the women dressing right.
You know what I'm dressing right for?
I'm not saying everybody got to wear a suit and tie. I'm not saying that. I sit on the front row. I don't spring back to church in overall. I don't care if you wear jeans to church. Just say you're going to let God develop something in your heart. I didn't know. God was preparing me to be a preacher. I didn't know that. God called me to preach. I told my wife, I said, we got to go to Walmart. She said, for what? I said, I've got to have a golden tie.
Yeah.
That's right. I bought a Walmart. What's that brand?
George.
I bought a George Coat. Thank you. George Coat and Walmart tie. I preached in that coat and that tie for almost 2 years. Every time I preached, I wore the same coat and same. Remember that, Mama? I did. Nicodemus had a walk that was true. Probably anybody would have a hard time looking at Nicodemus and finding fault. His talk was clean.
Yes, sir.
I doubt he used slang and vulgar language. His outside was in order. But Charles, I guarantee you, when he walked in and out among them Jews, he had respect among them Jews.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He had it going on. I know a lot of church members like that. You can fool the best of preachers. Nicodemus looked right, talked right, walked right, had his hair cut right, all that kind of stuff. All that stuff. Probably didn't have no tattoos. Y'all okay? I'm smiling. I don't care if you got a tattoo. Everybody got a badge. We marked by something. He probably didn't have no piercings.
probably didn't have no gauges in his ear. I thought a gauge went on the dashboard. Amen. I'm telling you, he walked in and out among these people, brother. Nicodemus had it going on.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you this morning is religion will affect the shell of a man.
That's right.
Yeah.
The outside.
Yeah.
Amen.
I can put all this on, come in here, and convince you. Hey, I watch visitors sometimes. They watch me. I start putting this on. They go, "Oh, but he's preaching." Good clue. And preachers can get on TV. Oh, they look so pious. Bless you.
Yeah.
You'll see the look on their face when they open your envelopes with your money in it. Yeah. Different look, I guarantee you. As far as an outward appearance, Nicodemus was the man.
Yes, he was.
Jesus said, "He coming up short."
Yeah.
He came to the Lord not trying. This guy wasn't like the other Pharisees trying to trip Jesus up, Brother Charles.
Yeah, that's right.
I think Nicodemus was sincere in his heart.
Yeah.
He come to Jesus with a serious question. I gotta know, am I going to heaven when I die?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm doing all this. And Jesus said, "He must be one." Nicodemus didn't understand it, so Jesus explained it. I believe Nicodemus got saved. You don't believe it? I don't give a rip. It don't matter. We'll find out when we get that, right? Man? Here's what Jesus was saying. Nicodemus, you've got enough steam to blow the whistle, but not enough to pull the train.
Amen.
Say it again. You've got enough steam to blow the whistle, but not enough to pull the train. In other words, you can make all the racket you want, but you ain't going nowhere.
Amen. That's right.
It's like having a brand new car. A brand new, they got a Cadillac now, Brother Jack, drives itself. I need one of those. I need some help, Brother Freddie. I've been way better than I used to. I tend to like to look at stuff. I look more in old barns while I'm driving than I do. I should have been a picker, amen. But they got cars that drive itself. I'm talking about taking hands off it. It'll stop. It'll stay in its lane. It'll do anything. It's got every option you can imagine. But you know what? Without any gas in that car, all you can do is toot your horn and flash your light. How many of you remember sitting in that old truck, rotten and rusting? Roger, you remember that? Norman fixed that truck up. We drove that thing 10,000 miles before he ever got it.
Yeah.
Of course, it was just in our mind. But we sent that old truck out there. I mean, it had weeds growing up through the floorboard. We drowned that truck. We wasn't going nowhere. We were pretending.
Yeah.
Amen. Hey. What a lot of religious people are doing. They're flashing their lights. They're tooting their horn. They're not going.
Yes,
religion will affect the shell of a man. Not only that, let me move quickly. I should have been going. I'm sorry. But religion has an effect on the soul of a man. Not only does it have an effect on the shell of a man, but it has an effect on the soul of a man. What religion does, it cleans up the outside, but it leaves the shell empty. Just an empty place that was meant for God to fill. Don't leave now, it's about to get good.
That's myself.
I love you, brother. Jesus is trying to tell Nicodemus that only God can save. But then Nicodemus had this thought in his mind that knowledge could save him. Oh, there's a lot of people that have a lot of knowledge. Knowledge, the Bible says, puffeth up. Makes you feel more about yourself than you ought to. I'm telling you, not only does religion affect the shell of a man, but it affects the soul of a man. Your soul is in one of two conditions this morning. It's lost or it's saved. What Jesus taught was free. I'm here to tell you, what Jesus was preaching was free. All you have to do is receive the healing. Everything Nicodemus had was free. Would you agree? He didn't start out a ruler of the Jews. He moved up through the ranks. And he had to prove himself day by day by day by day. I ain't got to prove to nobody I'm a child of God. I don't know it to the brethren. I don't know it. I know I am God's child because I have been born again. Now, because I've been born again, I'm going to do my best to live right. But the best I do, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to confess it, get right, and go on. If you look right, here's what religion says. If you look right, if you talk right, if you move right, if you dress right, if you go right, if you belong right, you might get in. But love, that is not the doctrine of this Bible.
Amen.
We'll say it again. My religion is not in a bunch of rules. My Christianity is in a rule. It's in trusting Christ as my Savior. I'm not going to heaven, Brother Jack, because I'm a Baptist. You know there's some Baptists that believe that? I didn't know this until years after I was saved, and even years after I was a preacher, Brother Charles. There are people, they call them Baptist brides. Anybody ever heard that term? Anybody? Besides me, or maybe three? Sure. They think Baptists are the only people going to heaven. You're stupid. I'm not going to heaven because I belong to a Baptist church. I'm going to heaven because I am a saved, born again child of God. I'm going to have that somebody right here. I know a man who is a devout Catholic who's as saved as anybody sitting in this building. He told me when his grandmother dies, he's leaving. But he can't leave that church because it would break the heart of him. You know what he said? I quit listening to the priest and I started reading the Bible.
Amen.
I believe all my heart that man is saved. His testimony is no different than mine. I think when the rapture takes place, there's going to be some surprises.
Amen.
They're going to look around and go, what are they doing? I know there's some people going to look at me and go, I can't believe it. He wore a blue shirt one time. I seen him at the theater. Watching Cars with his grandbabies. He's going to hell. I'm not saved because of the church I belong to. Those parts in the telling strength. I'm saved because I accept Christ as my Savior. Religion will affect the shell of a man. It'll affect the soul of a man. And lastly, I'll quit. Religion has a great effect on the situation. Religion has the power to hold you, but not enough to nourish you. Going on the other side of the spectrum, I read an article a while back about the purpose-driven movement. Rick Warren, California, Saddleback, all that stuff. You know what they're discovering? What they preach and what they teach draws a lot of people. But it don't keep them. Sounds good. Live like you want to. Dress like you'll do what you want to. Live any kind of alternate lifestyle you want. I mean, everything's okay. This is the other side. what they're discovering is as many as they are drawing in, at least that many more are walking away.
Right.
I'm glad I got something from BJ that didn't just draw me in.
Yeah.
But it's kept.
Yeah.
And it's nourished me.
Yeah.
I had a man tell me, a banker. I'm talking about a very educated man. Good man, I love him to death. But he goes to a church that's not like our church. It's a come as you are, do as you want. You know, that kind of contemporary kind of thing, I guess you'd say. Here's the statement he made to me. He said, I grew up in a church like you. He said, but my wife and children, they prefer such and such. He said, now our church is big. We have over 1,000 people.
Right.
He said, but if you want to grow, it's not the place for you.
Right.
No. It's his own testimony about his own church. If you want to learn the Bible, you're not going to get it. If you don't learn how to live for God, you're not going to get it. That's the worst thing I can say about my church.
Amen.
I'm on church where I'm feel free to crawl up in this altar, Brother Phil. Get close to Him. I want a church where I feel, where my children feel free to worship and praise the Lord. I want a church where my children are in Sunday school class and they're being taught the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Religion has the power to take you to the very door of heaven.
Yeah.
But not enough to get you there.
Amen.
I wonder how many people in this world live so hard to do right, act right, dress right, all those things, and then die to go back.
Amen.
What a pitiful thing.
Yes, sir.
What a pitiful thing. I've been in meetings, Brother Charles. Y'all know me. If you're visiting with us, you ask anybody around here, they'll tell you, I don't try to talk to people about their salvation. But I've been in revival meetings where deacons got saved.
Yeah.
I'm talking about church meetings. If you'll notice in the Baptist church, people get to be deacons because of how much money they got. I'm glad to say, all two of mine are flat broke. They don't hold position because they're spiritual. They hold position because they got money and power. I've preached meetings where I literally saw them come to altar and get saved. I've preached a meeting where I saw the church pianist get saved.
Wow.
Just because you've got religion don't make you win. I'm done, Brother John. Y'all come get saved. I'm going to ask this question again. Is it religion or redemption? I've been preaching 35 minutes. That's not too bad. Religion or redemption? Are you just religious or are you born again? Let me tell you something. The Islamists are religious. I don't think there's anybody in this place would blow yourself up for your religion. I don't think nobody in this place, if I said, if you really want to go to heaven when you die, strap a bomb to your chest and go out there and blow up that train and yourself with it.
Yeah.
They do it. Do it gladly.
Yeah.
Chant. I mean, yell and scream while they do it. Praising Allah. Very religious. I think you get to heaven. And find out that one of my church members, somebody who belonged to this church, somebody who was faithful to this church, only had religion. The Lord said there's going to be a crowd that said, hey, Didn't we do all these things in your name?
Yeah.
Didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we do all this stuff?
Yes, amen.
The Lord said, sorry. I never knew. You had religion. You had rules, not a rule. I'm glad the Bible said, greater is He. It is in me.
Amen.
Even is in the world. Let's stand our feet this morning. Is it religion or redemption? If you were here last Sunday night, we don't base what we believe on the feeling, but thank God we can feel it.
Yes, sir.
If you were here last Sunday night, it got a little bit wider. If you had a problem with it, when you get home tonight, tune in and catch the end of the Super Bowl. And if that don't bother you, what these kids were doing shouldn't bother you either. I say kids, we even had, my mother was walking laps around the building last Sunday. I tell you, it was good. That wasn't religion. That was because of something on the inside of us. Glad I know it. I guess if we could, let's just bow our heads all over the house. Nobody looking around.